Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, and I just wanted to say a special thank you and shout out to Drew from the Tales to Terrify podcast, who did the intro read for this show. I love to give shout outs to Drew, especially when we do like a little bit of a crossover. I just did a read for the Tales to Terrify podcast. It's episode 603, in case you're listening to this after the fact. I read a tale called Thus He Descended. I had a lot of fun with it. I think you should definitely check it out. I really think you should go check out all of their show. It's fantastic, especially if you love scary or creepy or just weird stories. I love everything about their show. I love the sort of real-world horror stories that they do, or like the ghost stories that relate to real places. And then they do short stories. They do longer-form stories. I just think it's great, and those guys are amazing and super supportive of us over here at Botched and myself and everything I do. So please, please, please go and check them out. Support them however you can. You can go over to their Patreon, patreon.com/TalesToTerrify. Go over to iTunes or any of the other places where you can give podcast reviews. Give them a 5-star review. Tell them Botched sent you, and check out the show. Previously on Botched.
I'm a lady now.
I feel like I might be in over my head. I met some people at a bar, and I followed them around because I was drunk and I thought it was cool, and now we're like fighting primevals, and we've got the baddest man in the fucking world just following us around, and suddenly I grew some titties.
I'm still confident in our ability to talk ourselves out of this.
And I have every unearned confidence.
I just want to get drunk with the girls and go out around town.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 51st episode of our 7th season. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to start where we left off last time, except I made a wee bit of a mistake and can't read my own chicken scratch, and you guys actually swapped back to your original genders after 8 hours. Because I can't read.
But I already bought a new wardrobe.
Lame.
Sorry.
I was so confident.
Well, you could still be confident. You could just pretend like you didn't.
Okay.
Nobody will know.
It's not as fun to be shirtless anymore.
Turtle tits?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a rare mammalian turtle.
Some snitties.
Torties.
Snitties. Torties.
Sure.
Good stuff.
So yeah, you guys are on that ship still, making your way around the bottom of the continent towards the area where, in a previous life, your characters sort of got flung out of Skunsville. It slid down the mountain.
All the skunks down in Skunsville.
So yeah, so the ship is still sort of sailing around. Looks like it's going to be a little bit before it gets close-ish to the island. I don't know how close you guys want to get to it, but to give you an idea of what it looks like, even from a distance, it's a sheer cliff wall up, maybe like an 89, 88 degree angle. So it's not all the way vertical, but it's pretty friggin' close.
Well, how high up is it then?
A few thousand feet.
I mean, enough where the cannons can be loaded with the friends.
You know what? It's possible.
With the Sea of Thieves and whatnot.
Yeah, that is a thing that we used to do. So it's possible. So yeah.
Can I sit here a second and do the calculations on how to properly angle the ship with the cannons?
Sure, you can
so
do that.
That I'm not just shooting my turtle friend right dead into the wall.
You shoot down.
Yes, just it's a level. It's leveled.
I thought he'd ricochet. Yeah. You hit it and bounce up.
Just makes a smear.
If you want to do that, you can roll intelligence to try and mathematics. We're going to imagine all the math just floating through the background.
I think I got it.
What'd you get?
No, please, voice in head, may I use the help action?
Nope.
Oh, no.
I'm just curious what he got.
I'm going to text you what I got.
Oh, good. I mean, if you want to double check his math, that's on you, Clancy. You untrustworthy person.
Let's swat it.
Untrusting person.
I'm not probably not around right now.
Pros. Clancy dies in a fire.
So the ship is not like a huge galleon, if I recall correctly. It's like a medium-sized ship.
It's a fishing ship.
Yeah, fishing ship. Okay.
What's Smiling Tom doing?
He has not left the front of the ship. He is still standing on the very front of the ship, just staring out at the ocean. He has not moved from that spot.
Can I go talk to him?
You can. He's just been there the whole time. Everyone's been avoiding him on the ship.
Yeah, like, I was going to approach him and be like, hey, bud, what you doing? You thinking about boys?
No, not at the moment.
It's okay if you're thinking about boys.
It would be okay, but it's
natural.
It's not what I'm thinking about right now.
Boys are cute, some of them.
Sure, I've been with boys, well, men before.
Yeah, well, that's a good delineation to make, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that before in the past. Not recently, but, you know, I've tried it. I'm over 10,000 years old. I've tried just about everything.
Step Tom, help! I'm caught in the rigging!
That's right.
Have you tried ketchup on macaroni and cheese?
What are you doing here, Step Tom? Use your hips.
His smile grew three times the size that morning.
Then he bled all over them.
Well, anyway, Mr. Smiling, may I call you Smiling?
Sure, whatever.
You said something earlier that caught my attention. You were talking about having been a slave.
Yeah.
It sounded like maybe you wanted to talk about that with someone. Maybe someone that was like 3 feet tall and a woman up until about 2 hours ago.
I do kind of prefer you now. It was a little weird having you swip-swap around and all of a sudden you grew tits. It was strange.
I can stuff my bra if you want.
I mean,
they got oranges on this thing?
Of course we've got oranges. We don't want the scurvy. Tom just kind of looks out for a little bit and he sighs. He says, yeah, I was born a slave, actually. Hell, this ain't even my real voice.
Is it going to be like...
Are you putting on an affect?
Roger Rabbit.
I'll bite. What is your real voice, Mr. Smiling?
And he sits there and thinks about it for a second. He's like, I haven't used my real voice in a long time.
Oh.
Go back.
It's been a while.
Oh, you were born poor.
No, I was born a slave.
Well, the voice you're putting on, it sounds like you were born a poor person.
Bitch, sure. Yeah.
So you weren't
slaves
born poor, you were born a
pretty,
rich slave.
Slaves are, well, rich in spirit, I suppose. Uh-huh. I guess you could say that.
Not rich potatoes.
Potatoes. We had.
They were golden potatoes.
We had golden potatoes. That's right. No, yeah, I was born a slave.
Yukon.
That was a long, long time ago.
Well, 10,000 years when you were born.
Yes, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even always a shithead like I am now. I was a good lad back then. Mm. Didn't know me father. He died before I was born. They tossed him off the top of a Titana turtle. Took bets on how many pieces he'd come apart as when he hit the water. I suppose that's as good a thing to bet on as any.
Who won?
I don't know, because I wasn't alive yet.
Oh, well, they've told you part of the story. I assume they told you the whole story. My fault there.
No, Ma left out the gory bits of who won and how
she
many pieces.
She probably won. That's probably why she didn't tell you.
Sure. I suppose, yeah. He said, do you know what a Titana turtle is? You ever heard of one of those?
No.
Great beasts. They used to build, they used to strap castles to the back of them. Sail them around the ocean, fight the other royals and things like that. And then we, the slave class, we did the upkeep, took care of things, made sure the royals had everything they needed. But yeah, so it was just, me and my ma back then and, all the other slaves. She was a good woman, I'd say. She took care of everyone. She kept everyone together, even during the rough times. But I don't really remember what she looks like anymore at this point. And they made sure we didn't know how to read or write or anything like that. Didn't want us getting any ideas. But there was this old woman, this witch, took a shine to me. And her eyesight was going bad. And she taught me how to read. So then she'd have me come up and read to her every day when she went blind. One day, I was reading
Ivanhoe?
To her. Ivanhoe? Yes, Ivanhoe. I don't know how you know she was an Ivanhoe, but...
She would know. I mean, she made you read Ivanhoe.
Yeah, sure.
What a terrible book.
Her room was like a library. I'd never seen so many books. A long time after that, I'd say. But she died one day while I was reading to her, and I was only 7 years old at the time. And wasn't sure what to do. Figured they'd blame it on me. And so I stayed in the room, not sure what to do. And
so I ate her.
Obviously. Well, no, I saw this old leather-bound book, and curiosity got the best of me. Started looking through it, and it was all about communicating with spirits and the like. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I could figure out how to talk to the old woman, and she could explain things to him. But it's about that time my ma came by to check on me and saw the same, you know, had the same thought I did.
She helped you eat her.
Yes, she helped me eat her. No, she scooped me up, and we ran out of there, and somebody saw us, though, and shot me ma in the back. She didn't die right away, though. Got back up to the top quarters. The rest of the slaves, they panicked. We built little barricades, and then they started discussing about the book, and they said, well, you know, screw talking to the old woman. What if, you know, what if we find, what if we, you know, try talking to somebody else? Maybe somebody who hear our plea and maybe help us?
Like Jesus.
Could be. I don't know.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, that's true. So, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a drop of the magic in me. So I set up the ritual as best I could and drew the circle, put out the candles, said the words that were in the book.
Oh, shit.
And it worked. But the book didn't really mention a cost. And it stripped the souls out of every person I ever knew or loved. All the royals as well. Hell, even the Titanic turtle. And then it was... then I was by myself. I was alone. And then that scaly bastard that you all have met came a-calling. That's who answered the call. The door was opened at that point. And so he made me a deal. He said, I'm so grateful to you for opening the door. I'd be more than happy to take care of you. All you got to do is just, you know, help me out. Cause some trouble. That sort of thing.
Wait, Captain Gizzard came to you?
No. I mean...
Not that scaly bastard.
Lord.
The devil.
He said they were royals.
If I was going to say him, I'd point to him because he's over there messing with the... I don't even think he knows what that little pointy thing is or the compasses or nothing like that. He's pointing the cannons at the rocks. Like, I wouldn't let him put you in that.
I'm still doing me.
Yeah, you do your calculations.
But
that's fine.
I do fit in the end of that gun rather smartly. So
you would fit in just
sure.
fine.
It would work too if
it's
you just
like it was made for me. Like this is my hole.
Could be.
This is why you don't get tied up in organized religions.
Wait, is Clancy a baby Tyranitarle or whatever the fuck you just said?
He's not a Titanitarle.
How do you know?
He would have to be like a
I'm
sperm
like
of a Titanitarle.
Why would I be a
Titanitarle? He's a Titanitarle sperm.
I'm a slow grower if I am.
And is that like a thing that y'all used to do back in the old days? Like, oh, Tom, I'm so old and I haven't much time left, so fucking read me Ivanhoe so that my final days are an eternity. Is that like a thing?
Just that old lady. Like I said, I was the only one on the whole Titanitarle of the slaves who knew how to read or write, so it's not like they, she was going
so
around.
So if you were the only one who knew, who taught you?
The old woman did.
But you said you were the only one who knew.
After she
of
died.
Of the slaves, I said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of the slaves.
That wouldn't tough
math.
Yeah,
he was good contact.
The glasses are only for contracts.
Okay.
He's a math guy, not an English guy.
Yeah. Well, why... I mean, I know I asked, but, like, what's the purpose of this story? Like, are you trying to make me kind of... feel some sort of sympathy for the devil or something.
Roll
a
dex. So does your class, because you're a rogue, right? Do you have any sort of, like, awareness to, like... Like, you know how barbarians can't be surprised or anything like that?
I can check for traps.
He can't get a dex.
That's why I've never sharted, because I can't be surprised by nothing.
On AoE dex saves, he gets double...
Okay, well, it's
whatever.
Not an AoE thing. Roll me a dex save with a -4.
Clancy, a friend of the devil is always going to be a friend of mine.
I also didn't hear anything about gunpowder in that story. Out of character.
Sure.
He also might not have known what they were up to before.
Okay, well, minus four, you said.
Yes.
That's a dirty one.
Okay, so...
I didn't botch. It's a dirty one.
Before you can even...
I am. I rolled a two.
Before you can even realize what's happened, Smiling Tom has whipped around and has basically caught you by, like, the... What are you wearing, a shirt or something? Like,
I'm wearing a turtleneck.
Turtleneck? Okay.
He's got a cravat.
He grabs you by the turtleneck and just lifts you up so that you're eye level with him. And he goes, "Learn his lesson, Boyle. Never have sympathy for devils, for they'll never have any for you."
Well, I can see that you're stretching out the elastic in my shirt.
He just drops you.
Well, was that cashmere?
And turns back around over the sea.
It's merino.
He's like, "No, I was just thinking, since this is probably going to be the end for me." Mm-hmm. Either A, the giant monster and all its beasties tear us to pieces, or B, you put a bullet in the back of my head as soon as we're successful, which I wouldn't blame you for it. I'd do the same thing yourself.
So you just kind of want to get it off your chest.
Sure. Never told anyone before, so.
Oh, do you want to get all the baby murder off your chest, any of that? No? Just.
I mean, when you're over 10,000 years
old.
Well, I mean, when you're over 10,000 years old, you know. The value of a human life kind of diminishes after a while. I tried, but, you know, when I was traveling around for the old devil doing, you know...
Devil stuff.
Getting people... Well, causing trouble, as he said. What it was, really, was just sort of pushing people in his general direction so that, you know, he can make deals with them and whatnot.
Yep, pushing pickle for the devil.
That,
heard it.
That only worked for, you know... But I was still living on the streets, eating scum... Trash, whatever I could find.
Pushing pickle for the devil.
Pushing pickles for the devil.
You know. Scum is
Would you like
you
to buy some
sugar?
Devil's pickles?
Deviled pickles. you know, and as I got older, I realized how much I hated them. And the scraps that I started getting into, they got a little bit more dangerous. And, you know, it was until I got any points of the scars on his cheek. He's just like, got these beauties. From somebody, I realized, you know, if I ever want to really get even with the old devil, I need to come up with a plan. So I called on a devil the way I had before, you know, done the ritual. And I praised him. Oh, I gave him all the praises in the world. And thank you so much, Mr. Devil, for everything you've done for me.
He does have a praise king.
He does.
Yes, he does.
So
loves to be called a good boy.
That's right. I was stroking his ego something fierce. Stroking it and stroking it.
Just went down to Georgia,
that's
you
right.
see.
And,
just edging his ego, huh?
And I said, you know, I've been
And you said, let me tell you what.
That's right. Well, I said, you know, I've been doing such a good job for you, causing all this trouble and getting you deals. You know, but
My name's Tommy.
My name is Tommy. But, you know, it's a dangerous job what I'm doing here. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, if there was a way that we could just sort of make it so I couldn't die, think of all the souls I could bring your way. And, oh, he started salivating at that thought. And, you know, I used my silver tongue, I suppose, to convince him. And we did the spell, and he tied death to me. And I went and shot him in the back. And
I got real kinky real fast.
Yes, and he's been afraid of me ever since. And I spent the better part of my lifetime trying to figure out a way to kill the old devil. And then he turns and points at Felita and says... And she's got the only thing I've ever found that could do it.
Is it friendship?
Yes. It's fucking go back to your maps.
What?
That's a bucket. You're using a bucket. It's not a compass.
It's a compass, and it's good enough.
It's common piss. It's not a compass.
Yes, but I've put a piece of metal on top of it, and it's pointing north.
Okay.
Don't you know the law of the waters? You got to use
the law of the
got.
Waters. Okay.
In between number two.
So, yeah.
And one is true north.
It's true north.
Yeah.
Are we all going to be talking like this for the rest of the episode?
Sure, if that's how you want
to
talk.
Maybe you want to go back to the way you done learned to talk.
Oh, no. All right.
I can go back to that way.
I liked it better, personally.
All right. I guess I'll talk like this again.
Yeah.
Whew.
He sounded like he was a Wisconsin Irishman.
Any other questions before we Get to the rocks.
Kiss in Irish.
Yeah. How would you, sir, pronounce the first name of the star of the movie Oppenheimer?
What is his name?
Cyan Murphy Lee.
Oh, Killian? Isn't it Killian? Killian?
I asked Smiling Tom, not
I'd probably, well, if I had, you know, had seen that movie, because it doesn't exist yet, but if I had, I'd probably call him Killian, because Killian sounds pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Not because you're Irish.
Well, no, if I was going to do it in this voice, I'd say Killian.
Killian. Just Killian.
Not Killium.
Just Killium.
Helium.
Helium, Killium.
What do you want to do with the devil? You just want to kill him.
So like, if Killium. You if you just killed the devil for the halibut, what would happen?
What do you mean?
Well, like, if you kill the devil... No more devil, no more hell, no more...
No, I don't think it works that way.
I think it's like the Santa Claus rules with whoever takes out the devil turns into...
To the devil?
So then wouldn't you be the guy that you hate then?
Always hated himself.
We don't know that's true.
Look at his actions.
I mean, that's where I'm going anyways.
Does those actions seem like a man that likes themselves, does it?
It's fair. No, I'm not particularly fond of myself. Or the things I've done.
Yeah, it's...
At this point, I'm just been treading water for the last few thousand years. Just going, because...
Do you get bored?
I'm so bored. Imagine eating the same thing, or not even the same thing, but, you know, I've eaten everything there is to eat over 10,000 years. Everything's just boring. I've done everything there is to do. Every good, every evil thing. Even moose cum. I've
fermented
snorted
moose cum.
I've shot it. I've done all kinds of things to moose cum.
If you wait another couple hundred years, they'll probably invent video games and you can just play World of Warcraft all day and never be bored again.
That's
why don't
not
you
true.
Just leave?
That's what I do. I leave.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, the West is not the only place.
Yeah, I was getting close to leaving.
So why don't you leave?
Right now.
Just go away. I get out of here.
And points at Felita.
Throw rocks
can't.
At him.
Go on, get.
Because she's got that rock or whatever it is. I think it's a rock.
Felita's just sitting there picking at her nails
and
is like...
Yeah, you got the rock. I can't go anywhere.
What, you proposed to her?
No. It's a deal I made with her god, Wonder. So she's got the leash. I can't go anywhere.
Nice.
That's what can't hurt any of you either.
Sounds like a fun game.
Yep.
I
so
like
basically,
games.
Basically, if we kill the devil, then Wonder will take over and the Wonder Years will begin.
Exactly. That is what the name of the era will be. The Wonder right. Years.
That's what they'll call it.
Let's shake it up a bit.
Everybody will be real Fred Savage to each other.
I'm pretty tired of, like, going from town to town, playing games of chance and skill, and juggling on the streets for money. I think I'm in. You guys want to put all your hands in a circle and we can, like...
What?
In one, two, what? Three, go Wonder Years?
Oh, Wonder Years. Yeah, I'm sure. Well...
We just believe a little bit. Put your hands in. Everybody, now.
Tom turns around.
1, 2, 3, Wonder Years. All right, we did it.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to ask him before your ship arrives? Or find out from him?
Did you really not hear me when I told you I was stuck in the rigging, or are you just ignoring me?
I'm not doing your weird fantasies. I've already done that one.
I was only a lady for 8 hours, and no one would nail me. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
So much.
I haven't done that in a few hundred years. I don't have any interest in that sort of thing.
Well, shit.
Not anymore.
Sounds like you weren't doing it right.
No, the last time I did it was pretty wrong. So.
Oh, yeah, let's not elaborate on that ever.
Nope.
No. Yep, I'd rather not.
Do you
talk
think
about
it would be a good idea to financially tie into a Subway franchise chain?
Depends on how close it is to other Subway.
It's pretty, it's like right next door to another one.
It's a bad idea.
Don't you want the Subway network to be interconnected?
Like it
so
would
get
be,
from one place to another.
I like a Subway. Like
is he talking about sandwiches or trains?
I think he's talking about trains.
I really like
sandwiches.
Trains.
Why would you put one right now? I mean, the train what? Just choo-choos?
Well, like if you
like
don't
want to
walk the
feet?
50
it's
feet
the connector.
That sounds like a lot of resources being used for you to save you a walk.
on the subway so that you can watch sandwich artists work while you get yelled at by homeless people.
That is a great idea. And you can have one of the guys cranking the pump that takes it from one to the other. Yeah.
All I'm looking for is $10,000 as like a startup good financial investment.
Well, if you don't die at the end of today, then I'm sure Wonder will set you up.
I don't know this Wonder, but I know you.
Felita's good buddies with him.
Felita scares me.
Well, that's
have
that's
you
probably...
looked at them? They're scary.
Yeah, that's why I
Felita's
killed her the first time.
Felita's picking at their nails again, and they're like,
huh?
Me?
Yes.
Although she's easily distracted by jugglers.
That's
how I got her the first
time.
Your nails. I put a juggler in God front of her
juggler.
And then just like, watch the juggler. just watch the pretty juggler.
Kapow. Rusty jugglers. I always slept with a pill under my mouth when we had to take sleep watches because...
What?
Felita scares the shit out of me.
Well, like a cyanide?
Yeah.
Well, she does worship a chaos god, so...
Wonder.
Yeah.
The Mario game.
What?
Is that the same god?
Huh? What? Is there a god in Mario called Wonder?
Yes.
You said that very unsure.
No, yes.
Like you're making that
I'm not making a Mario Wonder. It's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Tom, I feel like maybe this was Felita's story to tell us, and you took that away from her.
What story?
How about Mario Wonder. It comes
she
out in September.
Evil chaos god.
Oh, oops.
Shame.
Chaos isn't evil.
Yeah, it's fair, technically.
Okay, but is Wonder evil?
That's why I like playing games of chance.
No.
I mean, I don't know. We'd have to ask her.
Okay.
Wonder's not
evil.
Let
me ask you a very important question to get a frame of reference from you. From your point of view, are the Jedi evil?
Hold on. You're asking Felita if the Jedi are evil?
Yes.
From
your
point
of view.
I'm going to go into this. Yeah, whatever. Sure. Absolutely, the Jedi are evil.
All right. I know what I need to know now. Thank you.
Can I pray to my god to, like, ask questions?
Do you have a god?
I do have a god. As a wizard?
Yeah. Warlock.
I'm a wizard.
He brought it up kind of willy-nilly once. But what's your god again?
The god of water, Broseidon.
Oh, that's right, Broseidon. Sure. You have to, if I recall correctly, the way you communicate with Broseidon is by drinking seawater.
Yes.
No, copious communicate. You communicate with Broseidon through waves.
You are on the ocean, so there's plenty of it around.
What, you want me to get out my giant straw?
I need your help real quick.
All right.
Do you want to help me during a religious ceremony?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold this cone in this hose real quick.
All right.
Kink it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to go below deck and get two pails of water.
Okay.
And I'm going to pour them into that cone. Hold it tight.
I'm holding it.
All right.
It doesn't look like a beer bong to me.
I'm going
to
take my claw and put it over the end of the hose.
Okay. You want me to unkink it?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Unkink it.
Blip.
You're chugging two buckets of seawater.
Yes, I am.
All right. Roll me a con save.
Not great.
What'd you guess?
A six.
Okay. All of a sudden, everyone around you starts to look like they are made of seawater and seaweed and sea creatures floating through their bodies instead of skin. But in front of you, like over towards the edge of the boat, is the spitting image of Broseidon. Hey, buddy. It's Broseidon.
It's been a while, my good...
I know. You never did get that key out of your tummy.
No, but I tried.
You did.
Yeah, I figured I'll just
wait.
Can't
fault you for trying.
Yeah, I'll just have to wait until I find the one to truly unlock myself.
That's right.
I've got a few questions because there's a lot of things going on.
Sure, ask away,
bud. The reality that I'm in.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Do you think I should buy this Subway franchise? It's right next to another Subway, and I'm not sure if I'm financially fit to do so. But it would be a good opportunity to put up some flyers for the Kid House Fun Time thing that I have going on right now.
As I always...
Gizzard's Galleons of Fun.
As I always say, fortune favors the bros.
And bros love Jersey Mike's.
You are a bro. And yes, also bros don't like walking. So you should definitely spend all of your life savings.
Okay.
To build a combination sandwich shop, Subway platform, and also amusement park.
Okay, hold on. You got to talk slower.
Sorry.
Meanwhile, y'all think we should give him like mouth to mouth or something?
It's just he's
no,
standing
last
there.
Time I did that, I got a whole mouthful of salt water.
You see a little crab come out of my mouth and crawl up to the hat.
He's standing there just staring off the side of the boat, but like he's not next to the edge of the boat. He's like 5-10 feet away. But he's just looking at it and just making gurgly noises towards it.
Talking like Punch Drunk Rocky?
A little bit. You can't even make out what he's talking about.
I think
about.
He might have shit himself.
Something about Subway franchise. And Broseidon. Which Clancy and Felita remember Broseidon, the Broseidon adventure last time.
Should we move him or do we put him on his side?
I'd
or like restrain
side,
his limbs so he doesn't try and dig his tummy out again?
In the recovery pose?
Just tie him to the mast upside down.
Oh, it's a good idea. What if we just punch him on the button?
I mean, we could just punch him in the stomach repeatedly. He'll eventually throw up.
I'm good at that shit.
I punch him in the stomach.
Gizzard, all of a sudden, octopuses... A whole bunch of them.
Hey!
But the octopuses have eels for tentacles.
Not again.
And they're coming at you.
The eeltopus is here! Broseidon!
That's my only weakness, our eeltopuses.
I got one more question. Don't go anywhere.
Ask it quickly.
What about Wonder? Tell me about Wonder.
He's a...
No, Broseidon! He's a little bro, or he's a little...
He's a terrible bro.
He likes cherubros!
He's just sort of like...
Shrieking eel fist strike!
He gets very wavy as the eels punch you in the stomach.
That is not Novocaine for the soul!
And you vomit up all that.
And I use my fire... I use my dragon breath.
Okay.
It's some steam.
Which is what?
Lightning.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you just shoot out water and lightning off the side of the boat.
Oh my.
Good thing this whole boat
very
isn't held together with, like,
desalinated water.
Tar and shit.
Make a battery.
Quick, shoot it at this potato.
I've got it.
Tom, you and your potatoes.
How long was I out for?
A day.
Ooh.
Tom, you got some potatoes? I can juggle them. Toss them over here.
I don't have any potatoes.
You just said potato.
I said it because it would be a battery reference.
I juggle potatoes with a 16.
All right, there's potatoes somewhere on this boat, probably. You juggle them.
Felita's just sitting there. Yeah.
She's giddy.
Hell yeah. Oh. Toss her one. Potato?
Boom.
Potato.
Get them.
I'm going to redo my math and change these... Cannons.
I got a 9 on my dex to catch a potato.
You have one of those things where it hits you in the hands a few times, and you sort of bobble it around, and then it falls. It just falls on the deck.
Shit. Flip.
Incomplete.
The magic is broken now.
The boat looks like it comes to a stop.
It can't be juggled no more.
As close to the rock wall as you can get. And... Yeah, so you can analyze things, or you can just go ahead with the cannon plan.
Well, are we too close now where we can't get the angle on the cannons? So, because you said we're as close to the wall as possible.
Well, I mean, there's a whole, like, series of spiky rocks.
Oh, shit.
Plus, they could always detach the cannon to more point it upwards.
I know, but we would have to be, like, 50 yards or 100 yards out for that angle to work, right? Because you said it's 1,000 feet up?
It's pretty tall.
We never played Worms?
Oh, I did. That really doesn't go well for the Worms.
What's the wind like?
It's the sea, so it's pretty windy.
Can I just make, like, a parachute and jump off into the wind gust and it brings me up?
No,
all the way.
That windy. I
cast Rivaldi's Gale.
What does that do?
It brings a huge gust of wind underneath me.
Can you just cast fly?
Yeah. I was making a Zelda joke. I'm sorry.
I figured
it's I won't do that again, Tristan. I'm sorry.
Well, that's not in Tears of the Kingdom.
No, it was in Breath of the Wild.
It's not current.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
As you... continue your mathematical calculations. We're going to take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Now, you may be asking yourselves, Dennis, what do I get over at patreon.com/botchpodcast? Well, aside from the amazing Discord with all of our amazing fans, or even the art that you get every so often, as long as we can get the artists to actually make the art, or the playing with us every other week on one of the highest possible tiers, or maybe even just getting the title of God King that we read at the end of every episode. But no, the main thing that you ought to be worried about are the bi-weekly episodes that we release just for patrons. This month is no exception, and for a first on Botched, Jenna DMs something for us. Now, she has DM'd many times at Dragon Con, but she's never actually DM'd anything for Botched. So this changes this month. She, in fact, DM'd an amazing episode where we all play animatronics in a Disney World-esque style adventure. So I highly recommend everybody go check those out. And here's a little taste.
What does it look like when this kid dies?
Well, as I'm berating them for being a naughty little bitch, she starts crying real hard, and the words just, you can tell, break her emotionally as she has a flashback to, like, her grandpappy telling her she was going to grow up to be nothing, and she's always going to be a wasteful piece of shit that would just be a burden on society. And then she snaps back to me, laughing right in her stupid little face as her heart just stops. Why? Because she died from a broken heart, but also knowing that her grandpappy's goddamn premonition came true as this 6'5" goddamn possum towers above her, pointing his pointy little claw down at her. You're gonna die alone because I'm about to leave. And I turn away, and my possum tail hits her right in the face.
And also she bleeds out from the rapier wound in her stomach because she's a small child, Phil.
I mean, yeah, that happened as well.
Yeah. It gets kind of dark at times, but it's about as ridiculous as you would imagine Botched getting. So definitely head on over to patreon.com/botchedpodcast and check it out right now. And we love all of you for your support. Thank you so much. Now, back to the show. And we're back.
Tom, how do we get up that wall?
He goes, have you even bothered to look for any alternatives other than just shooting your way up?
Well,
I mean, it's a possibility. You can shoot up and then pie it in your way the rest of the way.
Are there wall snakes that burrow holes and dig tunnels like a little subway system?
He pulls out a spyglass and looks at the wall.
Oh, I got one of those too. I'm going to do that too.
Yours is a little gorier, but... There look like there are teeny tiny holes, like birds might be nesting in them, but like not purple worm sized tunnels or anything like that. But roll me a everybody can roll me a perception check if they so desire.
16.
22.
15.
4.
Okay. Everybody but Clancy, you notice that you probably, so there's a few options plus a new one that you just now noticed. So you have your cannon option, which you can either just try to shoot yourself up and over, which may or may not work.
Option A.
Option A.
To me.
Option B, you guys can put on pitons and just try and climb your way up. That'll take a while. Or option C, you notice that there is a small little whirlpool of bubbles. It's not like a full-on whirlpool, but there's just like this constant like series of bubbles coming up next to basically not the shoreline, but what... because there isn't really a shore, it's just a bunch of rocks, but there's just this one spot with about, I'd say, a width of 5 feet of bubbles just constantly coming up.
Huh.
That's what you guys notice. Those three.
Why
things.
Would we ever try to go down into the ocean?
Yeah, wasn't
to
get that full
of
skeletons?
That cliff? That's stupid.
I'm going to stick me head into the water.
Roll me a history check. Felita or Gizzard? Shit.
Both?
That's a 4.
Or both.
Critical 20.
Gizzard, you seem to recall, back when you were in the Undercity of Death, that when you got to where the skunt was, the below area was flooding with water.
Hmm.
And was filling with water. So, putting two and two together, you think that maybe there's a way that the water is running into that underground city, which would then give you a way up to the skunt. Now, your problem would then be, how do you get from down in the Undercity up top? Because last time you had somebody who could fly, and you cast fly as well.
And Death.
Yeah, and Death was running around that city.
Well, Death's not in that part, because you blocked him off with the rock wall.
That's true.
So, that's a third option for you, or if you want to try and do something else. Those are just the most apparent things you can do.
I say we go for it.
But you didn't say which way we would go.
I say
you gotta, you got to get down to get up, y'all. Right? Or is the other way around?
Get up to get down.
We'll, like, go down there and then we go up.
I think you have to slide to the left.
Cha-cha.
And then slide to the right. Cha-cha now, y'all.
Cha-cha real smooth?
I think there's a pubic thrust somewhere in there as well. But I don't know.
Tom, what do you think? Go through the underworld? Or climb?
If we
for
go through
days?
The underworld, how we get up?
I don't know. I thought maybe you knew.
Elevator.
Actually, he is pretty old. He may know.
Haven't you been there before?
I've been everywhere, and I've eaten and fucked everything, but I have no idea how to get up to that.
He
skunt.
Says, yeah.
I've been to every
show. I think I do know a way. If it's not blown up, then yeah, well, I might have a way up.
I think there's some Shetland ponies somewhere in that mountain that we could ride to
some
freedom.
Some flying Shetland ponies. Why did he turn into like an old man?
That's just the voice I used to mock you.
10,000 years old.
10,000. I've been in prison for 10,000 years.
That was the last time I saw Jesus.
When you
who later became Bro Sidon.
E2 Tame.
So yeah, what are you guys doing?
I'm sorry. I shut up.
I just had a quick question. Like, is nobody going to question why the 10,000-year-old guy doesn't know how to pronounce piton?
It's pronounced pecan.
I want to see your piton.
Yeah. I've had pecans.
It's pecan.
It's pecan.
I've had pecans. And pecans. I've had pecans.
He's got a nut allergy.
Yeah. You can't be busting those around.
Don't be busting no pecan nuts. Don't be doing that.
Well, I think y'all should just tie a rope around me and shoot me up on top of the cliff.
I'm in. All right.
It's worked
before. I love games. Here.
We are too close to the wall. We would have to sail back out.
We could do that.
Hold on. Yeah, so let me weigh him first. I just want to eyeball weigh him. Yeah. He's probably pretty light, right? Like, I pick up a cannonball and I look at him, which one do I think
I'd
is heavier?
Probably weigh about 50 pounds.
He's probably heavier than any cannonball.
Yeah, he's heavier than a cannonball.
All right, well.
Like, the big guns are probably, like, 12 pounds.
Now, I mean, you could tie a cannonball to him and then shoot the cannonball, and he would go flying with it.
I feel like that would give him some whiplash.
Can you cast, the opposite of enlarge, but in small?
You mean minimize?
Minimize, yeah.
Called debiggin.
Debiggin.
Debigginate him.
I don't think so.
Because then we can make him small, like a cannonball, and you can just shoot him.
With a gun!
And maybe since he's small, he'd like slow fall. I don't know.
What? Just because he's small, he'd slow fall?
I mean, it's like when you eat the small mushroom
in
Mario.
Yeah, it's like when you drop an ant or something. Like, they don't...
And he, instantly becomes a feather.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got a question.
Your terminal velocity is lower.
Yeah, no, never mind.
Yeah, I think
I don't have the
range is too small.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to try the cannon, I'm into it, Turtle Man.
Alternatively.
The other option, I suppose, you could do is
literally anything else.
You could stick Tom over on the mountain and just start.
We shoot Tom out of the cannon.
Start
voice
blasting the wand
genius.
Of wonder
because he can't die.
Oh, we do
he
have that wand.
He can
die.
Die.
We
he
have
can
that
die.
Wand of wonder. We do have that wand.
Yeah, you have the wand of
maybe there
be Tom
one,
of wonder.
Tom of maybe try it once. And then be ready to jump into the bubbling pile of hell. Okay. If it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I would like to try ye
wand. How high do you want him to get up on the mountain?
Well, we're not talking about that. I want the Wand of Wonder first.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do it while he's on the boat.
Yeah.
You want to put him next to
the wall. Tom, climb for 6 hours, and then we're going to do something mean to you.
Yay.
I mean, that's not my... I mean, I can't command him now.
I cast command. I don't have...
Wouldn't do you any good, Andrews. Felita is pretty much the only one that can make him do anything. So he turns to you, Felita, and he's like, well, what's it going to be?
I feel like the way that gets us less dead is the water.
He's just sort of like, yeah, that jolly makes sense good. To me.
Tom Saw is ready.
Tom Selleck's ready.
All right, I jump into the fucking bubble hole. Let's go.
Okay.
Bloop,
you all
kerplunk.
Dive into the water.
I said I did, not everybody.
Do you
I
all
do
dive
into the water? I do too.
Yeah. Oh, you gizzard.
Give me one
second. He's drinking seawater.
He shoots himself out of a cannon.
out of a cannon into the water.
If none of you cowards will do it, I will.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You know what? I think that is... Yeah, I like that idea.
You're cannon
what, shooting yourself?
Yeah, I'm gonna adjust the...
Well, these idiots go to hell.
What'd you get for your second round of math?
I don't remember, but I'll have to re-roll it.
Okay. Quick draw McSquaw can set off the cannon.
To 12.
His little cigar?
Sure. You got your mathematics.
Cigar.
In the yeah.
It's mathematics.
So do you want to sit on the cannon and then tie the cannonball to your ankle?
to my tail.
To your tail?
Yeah.
Right, so that you'll fly backwards.
Yes.
Right. Team right. Rocket's asking off again.
That's right. Okay. So everyone jumps into the water while Gizzard gets on top of the cannon.
It's gonna rip his tail off.
And they adjust it according
to
his specifications.
Is his tail just tied to a cannonball? Like the cannonball's in there. His ass is hanging off the bottom of the cannon with the tail just going in.
Kinda.
I checked the numbers.
Check the map. He's double checked it.
That is correct.
In fact, erases a denominator.
The map checks out.
So yeah,
I will divide by zero.
And before I light the cannons,
yeah,
I'm gonna take a champagne glass out of the underneath and toast to my god Broseidon, and drink it as the cannon goes off.
Okay,
here's to you and to our future.
High low.
Hi.
Okay, so the cannon was definitely not aimed high enough, and you are. Launched, also missed, so like, you're kind of jerked backwards violently as the cannonball just takes off. You were going backwards, so you can't, like, you're going backwards towards a rock wall at great speeds. Yeah. Meanwhile...
I can look over my shoulder.
You
can't. Can you spell?
Okay. The rest of you jump into the water, and when you go in there, you can see that the bubbles are coming from, it looks like a little bit of like a sort of falling apart rock hole. So you can see that there's water being sucked into this hole. It looks like you can maybe move some stuff around, and then you can fit through it, but as it currently stands, it's probably a little bit tight.
Can I try to karate kick the rock away?
You can do it. You can karate kick rocks. Kick rocks.
I kick rocks with a 20 fucking 7.
You fucking shatter the rocks. You kick it, and what would look like you just soccer kicked and broke every bone in your foot, you instead broke every inch of that rock into smaller teeny tiny... You turn it into one beast, basically. And they shatter and go off, and now the hole's open, and more water's being sucked through. Not just a trickle anymore, but the whole thing.
And I go.
And you go.
And everybody goes.
Yep. Everybody goes in, one after another.
Ass first.
And you guys are... It's a fairly smooth tunnel, so this might have been made by some sort of creature. You're not sure, but after about 30 seconds or so of being sucked through this tube, you sort of pop out the top of the water, and you are in this... for everybody else other than Dale, you've never been here before.
What
but
the fuck?
This is this derelict, old... Gothic-looking city made of all black material.
Cue the organ
music.
There's
this orb of sort of like busted staticky energy in the middle. Doesn't look like it's functioning properly. And just all this architecture all over the place. And you see these big chains that go off in the distance down this tunnel. You can't see where, you know, they go. And out the top, there's this huge hole. And even from down here, which is a few hundred feet below the top of this hole, you can hear... like all the sounds of like the monsters and whatnot just like running around and causing amok.
How many chains?
So there's just one. There's one big chain going down that tunnel, and then that orb has a bunch of smaller chains attached to just walls.
Hmm.
But Tom starts swimming over towards.
Still watering?
Huh?
Still, are we underwater still? Or are we?
No, you're above water. Okay. Like you popped you out the top of it.
Did y'all see what the fuck Captain Gizzard was doing? It's gonna rip his fucking spine out. It's gonna take his tail. And his spine's going to go with it, and then he's just going to fall into the water.
No, he did the math. He's fine. He used that cum piss bucket.
I think you underestimate the integrity of the dragonborn body.
What if it just pops his tail off? Do they regenerate their tails?
Cool as hell. What if it like sprays blood and shit? Yeah,
he's like a skinks, right?
Blood and shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's close enough to the koi, it could probably.
It's going
to
rip that asshole.
That asshole's seen a lot of damage throughout the years.
Tom, do you know how to get...
Tom? You know where you're going, Tom.
Do you know how to get us up?
You're a GPS, Tom.
Tom, give us directions.
In 500 feet, swim forward. Continue swimming forward. So, yeah, he doesn't even say anything to you guys. He's already starting to swim over towards a sidewall. And you see that there's actually like a
sidewall.
Like a structure sort of sticking out of the water a little bit. So he's swimming over in that direction. It's a couple hundred feet away.
Hell yeah. I follow him. I try to swim faster than him. Fuck that guy.
Okay. Roll athletics.
What about acrobatics?
Nope. Are you doing flippy dips in the water? It's going to ruin your speed.
He's trying to keep balance in the water.
No, he's not keeping
balance. I got an 8.
Wow, he barely beats you. He got a 10, so.
I'm tired from all that. Rock kicking.
Yeah. So you guys are, you know, he's keeping the distance in front of you because he started before you did. But yeah, so you guys are swimming. Meanwhile, on the rock of cannon, Gizzard, what are you doing as you fly very quickly towards a wall?
How far away from the wall am I?
At this point, I would say about 60 feet in closing.
So I've got one action.
Pretty much.
All right. I cast fly.
Okay.
And I go straight to the moon.
All right, you start to fly up.
Yep.
All right. Are you going to detach the cannonball rope from your
Actually,
tail?
No, I'm going to keep it for right now.
Okay.
And I'll cast Mage Hand to kind of go under the cannonball so that it's not...
Steve, what's the weight of a cannonball?
10 pounds.
Okay.
The big ones are 12.
Okay, good enough anyways. Yeah, still sweet. Under 15.
Bro, so, yeah. Mage Hand can load cannons. That's awesome.
Yeah, actually it could.
Hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, Mage Hand is just cupping the ball.
So there's no drag of my
exactly.
Flying. Yeah.
So you know, it's
and
not...
the pressure's off my tail.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I got you. I understand.
I have this plan. The math always checks out.
So you're just going to try and fly up and over?
No, I'm not going to try. I am going to do it.
So when you, it takes you a little bit, but eventually you do make it up and over the mountain. And roll me a perception check, or would you like to use your spyglass?
I'm going to use the spyglass.
Okay.
Is that the plus anything?
Does it increase?
Yeah, I'd say a plus 4.
Nice.
So a lot.
Okay.
28.
Okay. So you fly up and over the mountains. You're over the ridge at this point. You're just kind of looking down over the valley. And it's just a sea of monsters.
Mm.
You do see the giant hole in the ground that you had come out of earlier, like way earlier. But the skunk baby's not right there next to the hole. It looks like it's walking around a little bit in the distance. Not super, super far away. It's moving very slowly, like the Statue of Liberty in Ghostbusters. Like, it's moving pretty slowly, step by step. But it is on the move. And, yeah, those monsters are just all over the place. All kinds of different sizes, shapes. They're all in the mountains. They're just looking around, just looking for things to murder, basically.
Is the devil up here?
You don't see him.
I'm going to try to call him.
Okay.
I got my cricket wireless to call the devil. Or is it a jitterbug?
You just all of a sudden see the devil standing on top of a peak. And he's just like,
Hail Satan.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Oh, I've made it. I'm going to use my charm to charm the devil.
Okay.
Why don't you take a seat? I'll make some tea.
How does that work?
What?
Charming the devil? Or are you physically, like, going to try and charm.
Oh, I'm going to... No, I'm not going to cast anything.
Okay, you're just going to try and...
Didn't you hear Tom? You just got to flatter him, right?
That's what Tom said. Just be nice to the devil. Have okay. sympathy for it. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine, you see.
Okay. So...
I figured I'd get a front row seat to the end of the world.
So you land on the peak next to him?
Yeah.
So you just called me to talk.
Well, you know, everybody wants a buddy.
He's, like, looking at you through squinting eyes, like...
Do you need glasses?
No, I'm just...
Quick, sketch him with his eyes all squinted.
And I throw up, quick draw McCall.
Yeah, quick draw McCall. I'm just doing that. He's just like, where's Tom?
I actually have no idea. Last I saw, they jumped into the ocean.
I'm trying to figure out why he's not dead yet.
I thought about killing him, but then we started making him do silly things, you see, and he became very entertaining.
You're making him do silly
things? Oh, well, I wasn't. I was the accomplice.
So what, you have control over him?
No,
or
I don't.
Okay, when I say you, I'm talking about the royal
well,
you.
You have
as
to
in
talk.
Your
you're
group.
Talking to me. Yes.
Yeah, I
Can
know.
Can I make you some tea?
How are you going to make me tea? Do you have a kettle boiling?
And I take off my hat, and there's a mason jar of water.
Okay.
I can easily cook this up, and I've got some herbs.
On the peak of the mountain.
Yes.
Produce flame. I get some brush around, right?
Yeah, it takes you a little bit to find it up here on the peak,
and I just,
but yeah.
Light.
It's a bird nest.
Yeah.
Just light the bird nest.
I just hit the bird.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you
and
do.
And I just light fireball, okay. Right? Light sure. it up and boil this water up.
Okay. Yeah, you make some tea.
And I got some sea herbs.
Okay. Sea herbs.
Seaweed.
What's
seaweed
sea herbs?
I mean, don't. It's a great. It helps you sail better. It gives you a third eye on the high seas, Kelty. If you understand what I mean. You're the devil. What are you worried about?
I'm just, you know, you don't usually call me up to to chum up. Are you doing a crime?
I'm doing drink the tea and enjoy this time we have together.
He takes the tea and just swigs it down in one gulp.
Oh, that's wasteful. You didn't even get to enjoy it.
He's like, it wasn't enjoyable, you know, it wasn't good.
I have another one. What are you doing up here?
You called me.
Well, I know, but like...
You literally called me and said, hey, devil.
Come out and hang.
Come out and hang.
I mean, you didn't have to answer, but you did, so it
I
seems like
you're
lonely.
I figured you needed something or wanted something.
Well, I do want something.
What do you want?
Just some one-on-one time with the devil.
Okay.
Are we doing good? Are you proud of us yet, devil?
Tom's not dead yet. So, the deal is, you're supposed to kill Tom for me.
Well, you could have let us know before that he was, you know, a 10,000-year-old elder god.
Why is that important?
I mean, if I'm hired to do a job, normally I'm given all of the...
I told you.
Oh, I'm sorry, was I done talking now, devil? You may be the devil, but you ain't got to be rude.
Mm-hmm.
When I am hired
doing
for
a great
job...
flattering him.
I'm normally given directions on what my employer would want from me, you see. So being full transparent and letting me know that he's an elder god would have been a little helpful before I took on this job to take out your boyfriend or whatever you are.
So, I would like to remind you that I did tell you he was immortal. And I told you that you had to figure out a way to separate him from death, which you did. Now...
You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, he's not immortal anymore.
Well, don't you ever play with
which
your
means
food before you
can
eat it?
Yeah, I do it a lot.
Okay.
But I'm just... Okay. So I don't know what you need from me, because you could kill him.
Well, I can't.
At any moment.
I personally can't. I'm not. I'm up here with you...
Exactly.
Drinking
You're
tea.
You're up here with me drinking... Seaweed tea.
It's not seaweed tea. It's teaweed.
Teaweed, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot better, and it's aged and fermented.
I've had better.
Oh, that's rude.
Well,
That's you not being very charming.
So is not doing the job I paid you for.
I am doing my best. I can't help it. I got separated, you see.
When you were on the ship doing seawater and talking to Bro Sidon, quote unquote.
So are you watching me then?
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, I'm not just watching you.
Then why are you
I'm
not watching,
watching
what's... You asked me where Tom is.
Yeah.
So why, if you are omniscient and can see everything...
Well, I'm not omniscient. But, I'm just lurking.
Hold on, now you're double talking,
no,
you see.
I'm not omniscient, I'm just lurking.
How am I supposed to trust the devil if you're not going to be honest with me?
You shouldn't trust the devil.
I want to.
I'm the devil.
You seem like an
all right
guy.
Have you read any book?
I can't read. You know that. You watch me as I...
Good point.
Oral history.
Oral history, songs, anything.
Songs.
Okay. Has there ever been a song that said, hey, you should trust the devil, he's a good guy?
I remember this one where it's like he's a friend and you should feel bad for him. So I feel bad for you because I feel like he ain't got no friends.
What, hope you guess my name?
What? Okay.
It's the devil. Come on.
Okay. He doesn't. Yeah, the devil don't know every song that's written about him.
All right.
I'm with you, voice and head. So, I mean, we can... Why don't you tap into your... devil network.
For what?
To see where Tom is. You said you were watching us before.
Yeah.
So why don't you do it now?
He went in the tunnel and he's in that little death city.
Okay.
Well, can't you teleport him there too?
But I'm asking you why you didn't kill him before that. Like, you could have killed him at any time.
Well, I could, but one thing is I didn't.
But why?
Well, I'm scared, you see.
Of what?
Felita.
Okay.
Hold on.
Me?
Oh, see, I can still hear. I can hear them.
You just put your hand over
my
your
whole
mouth so I couldn't see it.
No, I did. You
and then you said, me.
Felita's scary.
Okay. I mean, she does seem to be scary.
And I went to kill the devil, and she's looked at me like, if you kill the devil, I'm going to kill you and your ancestors, and I'm going to strangle that quick draw macaw off your brain. It was just the look that they gave me.
Why wouldn't she want to kill the devil? She's part. Why wouldn't she want to kill Smiling Tom? She's Smiling Tom killed her, and it's literally in the contract she agreed to. She's going to kill Smiling Tom.
Well, I understand. I don't read contracts.
So why
that's why I've got a turtle to do it. You know,
who also should want to kill Smiling Tom?
Well,
by the way,
you know, there's a demonic weapon and armor to protect me from Felita. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. To ask him for
the only one of you,
idiot.
Well, I mean, how am I supposed to get ask him for things off of just the note that you wrote me? Hold on. Well, you see, she's been talking to herself in her chaos god a lot, and I don't like the swirly eye look she gives everyone.
Chaos god.
Well, yes. You have to know. You've been watching.
Are you talking about Wonder?
I don't remember their wonderful name, but I do remember it's like... it's either... Wow.
Chaos.
It could be Klaus. It could be Wicket.
But it's a chaos god.
It could be Willow.
Chaos god?
Yeah, I think it's a chaos god.
Okay. Well, there's only one of them. His name is Wonder.
What's his first name?
Wunderkind? Thank you for letting me know that, by the way.
Oh, I mean, we're tea buddies.
Yeah, we are. I got things to do now.
Well, I'm not done with you. You haven't...
You got one more question.
You've got a question.
No, you've got... If you want something, you have one chance to ask it. I'm going.
So... I need a little money to financially get in to a possible subway, you see. They're franchising these out, and I might want to get in, and you'll have to give me a couple thousand quid, but you'll get it back on the back end, one way or another, if you understand what I'm winking at.
Do you not recall the deal? The deal is, you kill Smiling Tom, you don't go... I don't drag you back to hell, but B, you also get rewarded. So if you want to buy a franchise, I'll buy you a franchise.
No, well, no, do you think I should do it is the question. Like,
who cares? I'll just buy it.
Well, no, I do care because I want to... Because
it's free.
I want to know it's a good investment of not only me money, but also me time.
Roll me a charisma check.
Oh, those are what I'm known for as a wizard.
Hey, okay. 21.
No, it's a terrible investment. Oh. It's the stupidest fucking idea I ever heard in my entire life. Don't do it.
Oh. And he teleports ever. Him to hell.
Then he just bloops away. Smells like rotten eggs.
That's because I shit myself when I...
There you go. Meanwhile, back in the hole, Smiling Tom has led the group to a structure. It doesn't look like there's like, it's not like a staircase or anything like that, but he just sort of keeps climbing up structures, and then the structures just turn into other things that are climbable. And eventually, once you get up and out of the water enough, you do see that there's like a doorway or some sort of passageway, like a man-made passageway that goes up. Hmm. And he's like, this should get us up and out of here.
What's the deal with that light in the center?
That?
Yeah.
That's what all these cities used to be run on.
Can we turn them back on or what?
I mean, it's on right now. It never turns off. Oh, it's made of souls.
It just looks like it's not working too good. What kind of souls?
Anything.
Okay.
Anytime somebody would be sacrificed or die in the city, it goes right in those things.
Should we be sacrificing people now?
I mean, it's running.
I think I might know a few of those.
You what, the souls?
Yeah.
We died for you.
But they turned the lights on, so that's pretty good.
They're my little personal Motel 8.
They died for a higher purpose. I can see in hell now.
He said, I mean, technically they are a source of ridiculous power, but like they're kind of down here in a hole, so I don't know how we're going to get it up now.
You think I could make some kind of like brewed alcohol out of that power?
What? You want to make soul brew?
Can I distill souls into a liquor?
Call it Soul Glow.
I'm in. You want to start a company? We can't cut in
sure.
Captain Gizzard.
Let me start a company.
That's terrible investment sense.
Yeah, don't include him in anything business related. Or make him be the front man for the money, because he'll apparently go in for anything. And then if it fails, you just walk away.
All right.
Leave
well,
him on the hook.
I mean, look. If you think I can distill some of them souls, I'm in.
No, it's not a... You can't turn it into a liquid to drink.
Fuck.
A solid.
No kind of essence I could...
I mean, it's an essence of sorts. I mean, it's sort of ethereal. It's not really a physical thing.
Like soul bitters?
If you squeeze anything hot enough, you'll get oil.
Huh.
Like, you can squeeze wood and get oil out of it.
Like resin.
Okay.
I mean, it's called wood oil, but
and
sure.
If there's sugar in that oil, you can make liquor out of it.
Okay.
That's right.
So you want to climb back down so you could squeeze soul juice.
No. We'll just keep going up then.
We'll come back later.
Can we call it essential oil? I'm not saying I'm on board, but like, if I was.
Maybe after we...
It's good to throw out marketing ideas, mm-hmm. even if we're not sure if we're going to do it yet, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So Tom keeps climbing. And eventually, it looks like there's an old door, and there's runes carved on it, but you notice that Tom just starts moving his fingers pretty like he's been here before. Just he starts tracing outlines on the door of symbols you don't even see, and pretty soon the runes on the top of the door light up, the door sort of splits open, and then it sort of separates each side into the wall.
Taco Bell.
And it appears to sort of pop you out towards the lower section of the mountain, and you can hear that not far away there are a ton of monsters.
Oh shit.
And if you pop your heads out and look, Scooby-Doo style,
mm-hmm.
you see a sea of monsters all over the place, and in the far distance you can see the skunt baby, you know, trundling around. And at that point, we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, the OG Lone Ranger, Big Jim, the Nuck, Lord Chronic, Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Quiz Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Limey, God King, Red Panda Bash. Sapper Supreme and Oh Swamp Ass. You want to support the show but can't do it financially?
Fuck
head
you.
On over to a lot of stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.me, DickBlood.club, CornHub.ICU, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, birdswithpenises.com, chickums, that's double K's, .church, or simply patreon.com/botchpodcast. Leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to us on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever. We'll read them out on the show. If you don't, we get to hit Chonky.
Oh, come on.
We didn't have one today, Chonk. I know you're typing in chat right now, but...
Yeah! Ribs!
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music. Or check them out on Spotify. Their album is live. Thank you to Swan for her album art. You can find her all over the internet at a Swan named Emily. We salute you, Big Jim 5. You are this episode's...
Most wanted.
Want to send something to the studio? Send it over to the P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. We'll open it up on stream. If you're listening to this, that means Dragon Con is 2 weeks away. You can catch us live at Dragon Con. We've got the Blood Feud, which is the game show, interactive game show with the audience that's happening Saturday night in the Crystal Ballroom, or check out the premiere of Season 8 Sunday night up in the Hilton Main Ballroom.
Fuck yeah.
East. Woo-hoo. So we'll be back in the big room this year.
Fuck yeah, we will.
Where we...
the center one?
Well, you know what? I won't say what we're doing yet. Okay. I'll do it next episode. So all of our schedules will be all over social media because everybody is on a bunch of panels. And as always...
As you fucking tie your ass to a cannonball and then shoot your spine out of your goddamn body because you don't know how physics works. Shout Bosch before you pull the cord.
We'll see you next week, nerds, for the finale! Whee!
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad. You can support Jen by checking out her other podcasts like Horse Girls and all your podcatchers. You can also check her out on social media or Twitch at Jenna Chill, chill with one L. And you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
We just turned the end of the season into Drunk Girl Adventure, basically.
Drunk Girls.
Drunk Girl Western Adventure?
No, I'm not on that ideas anymore. Okay. Who was that? I don't know.
I don't know who was it. Sal the bus driver?
Sal the bus driver says it's time to go to another dimension.
Jesus.
All aboard.
They're all
for the scunt stop.
In his head.